And you can hear the 5,000 fans that are here cheering on the team as the defense makes their way here to the nearest end zone, right in front of a big contingent of orange-clad Bronco fans. Not sure of the exact number of players on day one. Usually it's in the 90s. In the 92, 93, 94 range. And you think when this team breaks camp and gets ready for the regular season, that'll be all the way down to 53. So that's almost half of the players that are out here right now with dreams of wearing these jerseys and wearing these helmets in September. Only a little more than half of those dreams will come true. Last year, I believe, without a doubt, Peyton Manning had more snaps from the shotgun position than any quarterback in the league. That's going to change. Gary Kubiak's system requires the quarterback to be up under center, and that's where you'll see number 18 a lot more this season. Of course, after the season last year, John Elway and John Fox agreed that it was best for both sides to go elsewhere. John Fox is now working with the Chicago Bears, and the Denver Broncos welcome back one of their own in Gary Kubiak, longtime backup quarterback to John Elway, longtime offensive coordinator under Mike Shanahan here in Denver, got his head coaching experience, the Houston Texans, over the last 8 years, and now it's Gary Kubiak's Denver Broncos in 2015 after Demaryius Thomas signing his contract a couple of weeks ago. Adding him, of course, to his wide receiver teammate from last year, Emmanuel Sanders, both in the top five of receiving yards in 2014, both record setters, both catching touchdowns from number 18. And that's the offensive line. Broncos, of course, had a setback early in OTAs when Ryan Clady had an ACL injury. Clady's going to be out for the year. And that was kind of a big blow to this team. And we'll see how they can recover from that. If they recover, and if they're successful in their recovery, it'll be because of young players like Ty Sembrelo, the draft pick this year, Ben Garland, Gino Gradkowski. Luis Vasquez will be the veteran, clearly the best of the offensive line group right now. He's back at the position where he earned All-Pro honors back in 2013. And Chris Clark, I think, big hit right there. Some power out of number 47. That's Zaire Anderson out of Nebraska. DeMarcus Ware and Vaughn Miller, you could see those names atop the sack list all season long. And we're going to wrap things up here from day one at UC Health Training Center. The first 40 minutes of training camp day one is in the books. Thanks for joining us on DenverBroncos.com.